Hello everyone, I'm almost finished discussing my views on sex. I know it's been quite some time, very lengthy, but it's therapeutic for me. Hopefully it's therapeutic for those that can relate to what I'm saying. So I remember there were instances in my life where I had to learn not to submit myself nor anybody else to sexual idolatry, also known as sexual idol worship. It happens when you're a survivor of sexual of being sexually panic stricken, of being sexually terrorized, of being sexually petrified, of being sexually terrified, of being sexually horrified, being sexually intimidated, being sexually disturbed by the sexual perpetrators, and being sexually perturbed by the sexual predators. So this is what I learned about sex, and I know it's going to be so helpful to billions of people around the world. I've learned to not make foreplay God. I've learned not to make non-penetrative sex God. I've learned not to make sexual penetration God. I've learned not to make erotic massages God. I've learned not to make intercrural sex God. I've learned not to make interfemoral sex God. I've learned not to make intergluteal sex God. I've learned not to make mammary intercourse God. I've learned not to make stimulation of nipples God. I've learned not to make tribadism God. I've learned not to make fraught God. I've learned not to make manual sex God. I've learned not to make hand jobs God. I've learned not to make fingering God. I've learned not to make anal fingering God. I've learned not to make oral sex God. I've learned not to make cunnilingus God. I've learned not to make fellatio God. I've learned not to make anilingus God. I've learned not to make vaginal sex God. I've learned not to make anal sex God. I've learned not to make autoeroticism God. I've learned not to make sexual fantasies God. I've learned not to make masturbation God. I've learned not to make manual masturbation God. I've learned not to make fingering God. It's okay if I repeat myself. I've learned not to make jerking off / wanking God. I've learned not to make oral masturbation God. I've learned not to make auto fellatio God. I've learned not to make auto cunnilingus God. I've learned not to make anal masturbation God. I've learned not to make anal fingering God. I've learned not to make auto sodomy God. I've learned not to make facials God. I've learned not to make fisting God. I've learned not to make foot jobs God. I've learned not to make group sex God. I've learned not to make erimatio God. I've learned not to make sumata God. I've learned not to make vanilla sex God. I've learned not to make sex toys God. I've learned not to make dildos God. I've learned not to make vibrators God. I've learned not to make anal beads God. I've learned not to make cock rings God. I've learned not to make artificial vaginas God. I've learned not to make sex dolls God. I've learned not to make sexual role play God. I've learned not to make bondage and discipline, dominance and submission, BDSM God. I've learned not to make erotic humiliation God. I've learned not to make sadism and masochism God. I've learned not to make cock and ball torture God. I've learned not to make breast torture God. I've learned not to make vaginal torture God. I've learned not to make erotic spankings God. I've learned not to make bondage positions God. I've learned not to make BDSM equipment God. I've learned not to make sexual fetishism God. I've learned not to make sexual slang God. I've learned not to make sex positions God. I've learned not to make sexual arousal God. I've learned not to make touch God. I've learned not to make erogenosomes God. I've learned not to make smells God. I've learned not to make perfume God. I've learned not to make cologne God. I've learned not to make sights God. I've learned not to make romantic settings God. I've learned not to make nudity God. I've learned not to make copulatory vocalizations God. I've learned not to make dirty talk God. I've learned not to make libido God. I've learned not to make aphrodisiacs God. Again, I've learned not to make sexual fantasy God. I've learned not to make sexual stimulation God. I've learned not to make erections God. I've learned not to make clitoral erections God. I've learned not to make vaginal lubrications God. I've learned not to make orgasms God. I've learned not to make female ejaculation God. I've learned not to make male ejaculation God. I've learned not to make insemination God. I've learned not to make pregnancy God. I've learned not to make mechanics of sex God. I've learned to not make edging sexual practice God. I've learned not to make erotic sexual denial God. I've learned not to make forced orgasms God. I've learned not to make sex magic God. I've learned not to make sexual sublimation God. I've learned not to make circle jerks, God. I've learned not to make daisy chains, God. I've learned not to make gangbangs, God. I've learned not to make reverse gangbangs, God. I've learned not to make threesome or three ways, God. I've learned not to make menage a trois, God. I've learned not to make foursome or four ways, God. I've learned not to make menage a quatres, God. I've learned not to make double penetration, God. I've learned not to make spinturian, God. I've learned not to make monogamous group sex or same room sex, as known as soft swapping, God. I've learned not to make sex parties, God. I've learned not to make swinger parties / gatherings, God. I've learned not to make orgies, God. I've learned not to make bunga bunga orgies, God. I've learned not to make non-monogamous sex, God. I've learned not to make monogamous sex, God. I've learned not to make brothels, God. I've learned not to make massage parlors, God. I've learned not to make sex clubs, God. I've learned not to make swinger clubs, God. I've learned not to make lifestyle clubs, God. I've learned not to make webcam modeling, God. I've learned not to make pornographic modeling, God. I've learned not to make adult content subscription services, God. I've learned not to make strippers, God. I've learned not to make naked butlers, God. I've learned not to make pole dancing God. I've learned not to make phone sex operators God. I've learned not to make erotic dancing God. I've learned not to make erotic massage God. I've learned not to make pornographic film acting God. I've learned not to make peep show performers God. I've learned not to make escort services God. I've learned not to make the boyfriend experience God. I've learned not to make the girlfriend experience God. I've learned not to make the non-binary sex partner experience God. I've learned not to make non-binary ejaculation God. I've learned not to make sugar babies and sugar parents and sugaring God. I've learned not to make sexual surrogates God. I've learned not to make street prostitution God. I've learned not to make indoor prostitution God. I've learned not to make brothel work God. I've learned to make massage parlor related prostitution God. I've learned not to make bar and casino prostitution God. I've learned not to make dominatrixes God. I've learned not to make can-can God. I've learned not to make cage dance God. I've learned not to make go-go dance God. I've learned not to make hoochie-coochie God. I've learned not to make mushroom God. I've learned not to make sexercise God. I've learned not to make striptease and exotic dancers God. I've learned not to make pole dance God. I've learned not to make bubble dance God. I've learned not to make fan dance God. I've learned not to make gown and glove striptease God. I've learned not to make lap dances God. I've learned not to make couch dances God. I've learned not to make contact dances God. I've learned not to make limo lap dances God. I've learned not to make dance of the seven veils God. I've learned not to make table dance God. I've learned not to make grinding God. I've learned not to make neo burlesque God. I've learned not to make twerking God. I've learned not to make erotic dances and exotic dances God. I've learned not to make human reproduction God. I've learned not to make body image God. I've learned not to make sexual maturity God. I've learned not to make safer sex God. I've learned not to make birth control God. I've learned not to make condoms God. I've learned not to make dental dams God. I've learned not to make sexually transmitted infections and diseases God. I've learned not to make hypersexuality God. I've learned not to make hyposexuality God. I've learned not to make sex surrogates God. I've learned not to make sex therapy God. I've learned not to make the sex industry God. I've learned not to make adult video games God. I've learned not to make sex tourism God. I'm talking about adults with other adults only. I've learned not to make erotica God. I've learned not to make pornography God. I've learned not to make prostitution God. I've learned not to make sex museums God. I've learned not to make sex shops God. I've learned not to make sex toys God. I've learned not to make strip clubs God. I've learned not to make sexual attraction God. And again, I've learned not to make lust God. I've learned not to make human sexuality God. I've learned not to make sex spas God. I've learned not to make burlesque shows God. I've learned not to make erotic cinema God. I've learned not to make live sex shows God. I've learned not to make sex conferences and conventions God. I've learned not to make porn conferences and conventions God. I've learned not to make escort services God. I've learned not to make sex museums God. I've learned not to make nude beaches God. I've learned not to make nudist only resorts God. I've learned not to make naturism, also known as nudism God. I've learned not to make sex resorts God. I've learned not to make sex hotels God. I've learned not to make love motels God. I've learned not to make adultery God. Learn not to make fornication God. I've learned not to make premarital sex God. The reason why I'm saying all these things is because in the organized crime world, I was taught that all these human sexual experiences have supremacy and superiority over you. I was taught in the crime world to make marital sex God. I reject that. In the crime world, I was taught to make cuckolding God. In the crime world, I was taught to make cuckqueening God. I reject both lies. I was taught to make wet dreams, God. That's a lie. I was taught to make nocturnal emissions, God. That's a lie. I was taught to make sex dreams, God. That's a lie. I was taught to make sexual daydreams, God. I was taught to make serial monogamy, God, that's a lie. I was taught to make promiscuity, God, that's a lie. I was taught to make casual sex, God, that's a lie. I was taught to make friends with benefits, God, that's a lie. I was taught to make booty calls, God, that's a lie. I was taught to make one night stands, God, that's a lie. I was taught to make social sex, God, that's a lie. I was taught to make single encounters, God, that's a lie. I was taught to make hookups, hookup culture, and hooking up, God, that's a lie. I was taught to make sexual self-destructive behavior. God, that's a lie. I was taught to make red light districts. God, that's a lie. I was taught to make host and hostess clubs. God, that's a lie. I was taught to make adult magazines. God, that's a lie. I was taught to make sex movies. God, that's a lie. I was taught to make erotic films. God, that's a lie. I was taught to make fetish and BDSM paraphernalia. God, that's a lie. I was taught to make sex channels for television. God, that's a lie. I was taught to make prepaid sex movies, video on demand. God, that's a lie. I was taught to make adult movie theaters. God, that's a lie. I was taught to make peep shows performers. God, I was taught to make peep shows. God, that's a lie. I was taught to make peep show performers. God, that's a lie. I was taught to make adult service providers, ASPs. God, that's a lie. I was taught to make adult entertainment. God, that's a lie. Wow. I was taught to make sex work. God, and that's a lie. I was taught to make bikini barestas. God, that's a lie. I was taught to make pornographic models. God, that's a lie. I was taught to make sex show performers. God, that's a lie. I was taught to make telephone sex operators. God, that's a lie. I was taught to make amateur porn stars. God, that's a lie. I was taught to make online sex sessions and videos. God, that's a lie. I was taught to make call girls and call boys. God, that's a lie. I was taught to make gigolos. God, that's a lie. I was taught to make paramours. God, that's a lie. I was taught to make mistresses. God, that's a lie. I was taught to make courtesans. God, that's a lie. I was taught to make erotic massagers, cyber sex operators, erotic dancers, and striptease dancers, bikini bristles. God, that's a lie. These are all the aspects of sex that I witnessed as a 5-year-old child in person and virtually. It was both. Lastly, I was taught to make bathhouses. God, that's a lie. I saw these things in the crime world. I'm not judging anybody's sexuality in this episode, and I'm not being a sexual moralist. I'm not being a private life police. Y'all know that I'm a sex positive feminist. You know I'm into the sex positive movement. I'm just telling you, I was told that all these things are God and they're not. I was taught to make anonymous sex. God, that's a lie. So I felt the need to share these things because that's how a lot of people grew up. And y'all know that I'm a body positive, LGBTQ plus positive, slut positive, sex positive, consent positive, kink positive person. You already know that about me. It's easy to hear that episode, this episode, and think differently. No, I'm still who I am. You know, I'm a queer positive, trans positive, lesbian positive, bisexual positive, pan positive, demi positive, sapio positive person. You already know that about me. But I had to say that again because of how the episode was going for quite some time. It's easy to assume that I am being of sexual judgmentalism, but I'm not. I'm just telling you how I was forced to be in terms of witnessing these things in the crime world. So now that I'm completed with that, I want to tell you some other experiences that are rough for me to share, but every lover I ever slept with, they told me that they want our sexual experiences shared because they knew I was going to be a public figure. They're like, when you get a podcast and when you write a book, share what happened so we can help heal the world. So all of our sexual issues, all of our sexual problems, sexual conflicts, they wanted all those things out there too. So I know I'm not sexually backstabbing anybody. When I think about this set of stories I'm going to share, I already know they told me to share these stories with y'all. So I'll tell you this. When I was a much younger person, this happened early 20s for certain. I was in Leesburg, Florida at Beacon College at this time. And I would sometimes interact with women who were the type that didn't have sex until they met me. Some were middle age, and I say that respectfully because I know how historically women are sensitized to the concept of birth years. So I say that with the utmost respect. Some were their 20s like me. Some were 50 plus. They waited that long to have sex because they did so for wanting to have a chivalrous gentlemen in their lives. Some did so for religious reasons, and some did so because they grew up in sex negativity culture, sex indifference culture, sex neutrality culture, sex adverse cultures, and sex repulsed cultures. And you're wondering, how did they were able to do that for religious reasons, but you and those women weren't married? Well, when they met me, they decided that abstinence was no longer going to be a way of life for them. So there were certain women who had sex for the first time, and I was their first sex partner. For some, I was their first and only sex partner that they decided they were ever going to have in life. And there were some who were like, well, I haven't met the right one to have sex with. That's why they waited all those years. When they met me, they figured out for themselves that I was the right one for them. So many people in society would say, some women lost their virginity to you. I'm very careful with how I say that, because I understand that virginity is a misogynistic construct, a traumatic construct, an abusive construct, a sexist construct, a chauvinistic construct. So society, that's what they would say. I would say they waited years to have sex with me the first time. They waited to have sex for the first time, and it just happened to be with me. That's a much better way of saying it. From what they told me, they said it didn't hurt. Their hymen wasn't harmed in any way. In fact, they told me that that the sex was excellent beyond measure and superb beyond compare. Those are their exact words to me. Some said it was some described the sex as miraculous. Some describe the sex as a breakthrough. Some describe the sex as a blessing. Some describe the sex as a sign of wonder. No diss to people of faith. I'm just being honest about what they said. Some describe the sex as fabulous and fantastic. Some describe the sex as a match made in heaven. Again, no diss to people of faith. That's what they said. Some describe the sex as perfect. Some describe the sex as awesome and amazing. Some described the sex as phenomenal. Some describe the sex as first rate. Some describe the sex as top notch. And then, I remember with other women that they were police officers and they had their own police car, so sometimes they would have me have sex with them in the police squad cars. Sometimes in private locations, they would drive up on me in the police car, but not really use a siren. And they would reassure everyone that, oh, he's not in trouble. They would lie and say, this is my cousin. So nobody looked at me and go, oh my God, he's going to jail. They're like, no, oh no, that's her family member. She's just taking her younger cousin on a ride. You know, because she's very busy as a police officer, so I'm just picking him up from school. And people went along with it because I look very young. They're like, okay, he must go to somebody's school. He looked that young. So that's how the police women were able to get away with pulling over in locations where people normally wouldn't go. And we would have sex in the cop cars in those places. I'm talking about the middle of nowhere, outskirts of town, nobody's there. Then it progressed into their police car in the garage of their home. And they would shut the garage and sex within their garage, within the car, then get out the car, have sex in the garage. Then it went from that to having sex in their homes. So that was my past. Some women police officers found me attractive, and they would do police sexual role playing with me as the guilty felon, and the only way I could have all my charges expunged, meaning my criminal record, is if I had sex with a police officer. That's the sexual role playing they did with me. And then, from what I remember, that there was, it wasn't a lot of police women, but it was a handful of them, that I remember that these things happened. And they never took me to work with them because it would have been too obvious. But these are things they did to me on occasion. I remember Last thing about that part of my, that police part of my life was, they just let me, they just really found me to be attractive, because there's a lot of police women, not a lot, but some police women who had their own traumas. And they went to the police field as a way to help other people heal from the traumas they were having a hard time healing from themselves. And so, how did I meet them? You know, police car driving around, and I wave at the officer. And I was waving at the officers, and they pulled up on me, but the way they did it, I was never in trouble. Because we started very friendly, it wasn't, oh my God, the cops are trying to get me and they want me prosecuted. It was sometimes when officers really are comfortable with you, they'll pull up, drive up on you just to talk to you. So the way it happened, it wasn't a, nobody who saw it would go, a young black male going to jail. It was, oh, okay, they must be cool with each other. They must know each other. Okay, everything's fine because they're happily talking to one another. Some people would notice it. And when they would have me get in a car, you know, they, some of the, one officer said cousin, one officer said my son, one officer said my brother. One officer said my nephew. One officer said, I'm trying to remember. Lastly, they said, my godson. They did. That was the last one I remember. I had to really remember. Like, yeah, they did say that. And that's how nobody knew what was happening. Because we would talk to each other, but in a kind of whispery, keeping our voices down way. But we were making, our sexual arrangements, romantic arrangements while we were talking. So when I got in the car, nobody looked at me crazy. It was, oh, you know. So, you know, that's that person's relative, but they weren't related to me. It was a lie we came up with, and I they pulled up on me, and I got in the car because they said, they made it look like, oh, she must be picking up her relative. Okay, she's tour duty, but okay, sometimes it's a family, gotta make sure family good. So nobody thought it was suspicious. They just, oh, okay, they were supposed to meet, and that's why they were able to get in the car. That was the only way it was going to work. If it was obvious, it would have been a problem. So I remember, it was women from just neighboring police, departments. Nobody from the Leesburg Police Department that I know, nobody from them. I never dealt with them personally. And it was from other police departments. It was like they're driving, and they happen to be in the city of Leesburg. They're just driving because sometimes they'll get calls in Leesburg, and sometimes they knew people in Leesburg, so they would drive around after work and, you know, on their way home. And putting their car away, they would sometimes meet me while they were in Leesburg, but kind of like leaving Leesburg to go back to their home. So they would pick me up and take me home to them in like another city or their neighborhood. This was kind of like when I didn't have classes, it was that. I remember, best way to explain it, they were done with work for that day. So they were leaving Leesburg because they had to, you know, take care of business there, emergencies there, being called there, resting and all that. So they were able to have the arraignments, finger books, bookings and all that done. So there was nobody in the car when they would drive, because they made those arrests hours before. So they were leaving Leesburg and they spotted me and they wanted me to say, I want you to leave with me. So they would drive me to where they were going, like cities neighboring Leesburg pretty much. So that's what happened. These women who liked me, I think they were all black women from what I remember. At the time, I remember black women, indigenous women. I would say black indigenous women from what I remember. It wasn't a whole lot of them, but some, yeah. And sometimes they would get, you know, buy me snacks and meals on the way. I remember the women I was sleeping with were saying that autistic men are the best sex, best in bed. The autism mom said that the most about me. And a lot of people feel that autistic people are the best lovers ever. And the people I was sleeping with were some of the people in this life that feel that way. And I remember in closing about my sexual past, you know, women leading me to their cars, their friends' cars, their colleagues' cars, to, you know, so we could end up in their homes, and that's how the sex would occur. And from what I remember, the autistic moms were sensual, sensory friendly type of lovers. They did everything. We did everything that you see in mainstream porn. Let's just put it that way. That's putting it rather mildly. There were autism moms that were all the five erotic blueprints by Miss Jaya. And there were autism moms that were all the 11 sexual personality types by Miss Vanessa Marin. I met autism moms that fit all those sexual ways of being. And I helped them discover all those ways of being. And they were so turned on, they thought, well, let me show Antonio personally why he's right about me being these sexual personality types and erotic blueprint types too. Okay, the very last thing about sexual past for real was is that I have all of my lovers, the women, the men, and when I was a child, just girls, they were all perfectly sexually satisfied with me, breaking the scales between 1 and 10, immeasurably speaking. And I would never repeat any part of my sexual past. To do my sexual past again, never. To redo my sexual past, never. To remake my sexual past, never. To do over my sexual past, never. To rehash my sexual past, never. To reciprocate my sexual past, never. To return to my sexual past, never. To rework my sexual past, never. To reform my sexual past, never. To refashion my sexual past, never. To recast my sexual past, never. To reduplicate my sexual past, never. To renew my sexual past, never. Again, I say to repeat my sexual past, never. To reconstruct my sexual past, never. To re-erect my sexual past, never. To go over again and again my sexual past, never. To happen again, meaning my sexual past, never. To reoccur my sexual past, never. To recur my sexual past, never. To reappear my sexual past, never. To occur again, my sexual past, never. To come again, my sexual past, never. To revisit my sexual past, never. To have my sexual past happen now and forevermore, never. To say again my sexual past, no. To reiterate my sexual past, never. To restate my sexual past, never. To reissue my sexual past, never. To republish my sexual past, never. To rewrite my sexual past, never. To re-utter my sexual past, never. To echo my sexual past, never. To recite my sexual past, never. To re-echo my sexual past, never. To rehearse my sexual past, never. To retell my sexual past, never. To go over my sexual past, never. To play back my sexual past, never. To recapitulate my sexual past, never. To drum into my sexual past, never. Done again my sexual past, never. To re-announce my sexual past, never. Copy my sexual past, never. Imitate my sexual past, never. To reproduce my sexual past, never. There's nothing about my sexual past that will be of repetition. There's nothing about my sexual past that will be of duplication. So what have I decided to do? I repaired my sexual past. I fixed my sexual past. I addressed my sexual past. I improved my sexual past. I improved upon my sexual past. I correct my sexual past. I put into shape my sexual past. I reform my sexual past. I patch my sexual past. I rejuvenate my sexual past, not so it can make it re-entry, never that. That's just my creative way of saying I'm healing my sexual past. Refurbishing my sexual past, touching up my sexual past, putting order my sexual past, reviving my sexual past. Not in the way you think, meaning I have cured it. When it comes to my sexual past, I'm curative. Okay, what's a better, you know, I refresh my sexual past, I renew my sexual past, I mend my sexual past, I darn, I sew, revamp my sexual past, I rectify my sexual past, ameliorate my sexual past, I renovate my sexual past, I reshape my sexual past, I rebuild my sexual past, work over my sexual past, I fix up my sexual past by also recognizing that I let go of my sexual past. That's just me saying the same thing. I wreck my sexual past, I damage my sexual past and smash my sexual past because it doesn't suit me. So what's the best way to put it? My sexual past is undergoing refinement. Purification, refining, clarifying, clarification, cleansing, straining, sifting, filtering, filtration, rarefaction, distillation, concentration, processing, treatment, treating, and rectification. My sexual past is undergoing the process of removing impurities or unwanted elements from me as the substance. Which means that my sexuality, in terms of moving forward from it, my sexuality is going through improvement, perfection, polishing, honing, fine tuning, touching up, revision, editing. Copy editing, completion, finishing, finishing off the final slash, finishing touches, crowning, tweaking, internal consummation. My eroticism, my sensuality, and romanticism are undergoing style, elegance, finesse, polish, finish, sophistication, urbanity, civility, politeness, grace, graciousness, courtliness, good manners, good breeding, gentility, cultivation, culture, taste, couth, politeness. Discrimination in this case meaning discernment. So when it comes to my self sexually, I'm experiencing culture, elegance, behavior, and manner. When it comes to my sexuality, I'm experiencing the improvement, clarification of it by the making of small and big changes. So I'm not I'm not sexually damaged goods. I'm not sexually no damn good. I'm not up to no good sexually speaking. I'm not saying any of these things. What I'm saying is these are my creative ways of saying that I'm in sexual forward motion because I'm doing sexual forward thinking.